Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkot Amud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding Amud Vav Amud Beis by the Gemara. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, is that the Eged has to be made Miminoi. It can't be something which is not the min of the Lulav Hadassim or Aravais. It has to be Dafka Minoi. It says the Gemara Amar Rava, Vafilu Besiv, Vafilu Beikra Dedikla. It could even be the ivy of the palm tree or the parts of the bark, that's also considered Minoi. Meaning, even though it's different colors, so it's still not going to be very beautiful, it won't be color coordinated, that's still Lamaisa, that's still considered Minoi. And like the Gemara explains, Vamarava, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, because what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? The reason that he needs Minoi is not because he wants it to be color coordinated and to look beautiful, rather it's because Ksavar Lulav Tzarech Eged. It's because he holds that Lulav requires an Eged. Vimaisi Mini Achrina, Havachamisha Minei. So if you use a different Min, being that's an integral part of the Lulav, so it's like having five Minim. Va'ama Rava, Rava said, Mina, Minala, Desiv, Ikra, Dedikla, Mina, Dululavahu. How do I know that these parts of the palm tree, it's considered Minoi? Meaning maybe Minoi is only the actual leaves of the palm tree. How do I know that even these other parts of the palm tree are considered Minoi? So he said to Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says like this. The Pasuk says, Besukah is Teshvu Shivas Yamim. It says, Besukah is Lashon Rabim. We dash it from there. Sukah shall call Davar Vidavar. That the Shokol Davar, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir darshens from there that the Schach, the Sukkah, the Schach, can be made from any material. However, Rabbi Huda Aimer, Av Sukkah Neheges, Ela Be'arba Minim Shebelulav. Ein Sukkah Neheges, Ela Be'arba Minim Shebelulav. The Schach has to dafka come from one of the Arba Minim. Vahadina Isin, Nav Kavuchaimer. There's a reason, there's good reason to assume that. What's the Kavuchaimer? Uma Lulav Sheinayig Balila is Kivayamim in a Nayig El Barba Minin. What do we find by a Lulav? Where it's only, the mitzvah of Lulav is only by day, and yet still we see it's very chummer, it's very limited, you could only be Makayim the mitzvah with the Arba Minim. Say Sukkah, with the mitzvah of Sukkah, which is inherently more chummer than Arba Minim. In the sense that Sheinayig is Balila is Kivayamim, it's at night and that day. So all the more say, in a din, Shalaytehei El Barba's Minin, all the more so it should have this limitation, it should have this stringency that has the dafka come from the four minim. However, Amru Loi, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, then no, that's not a good kavachaymer, because kol din shat adan tchilasay lahachmer v'sefer lahakil einoy din. Anytime you have a kavachaymer to teach us something which might start off as a chumra, but it could lead to a kula, so then you learn that from a kavachaymer, because it's not necessarily a chumra, it could even be a kula. And where is it a kula? Where is it a kula that the halacha should be? That arba min, that the schach has to dafka be made from the arba minim. Why would that be considered a kula? Because leimatza arbas minin yeh yoshivu bato. It would come out that if a person doesn't have one of the four minim, he's just not going to sit in the sukkah. He'll be putter from sukkah because he doesn't have the four minim. So that's a kula. And also vatera amra besuka is teishu shivas yamim. The Torah says sukkah is lashon rabim, which is mashmu sukkah shel kol davar. It's mashmu you could use any material. V'chein be'ezra imer. And also we have a pasuk by Ezra. It says that the Navi told Klai Yisrael, Tzu'u'ahar, go to the mountains, V'viu Ali Zayis, V'ali Yitzhemen, V'ali Hadas, V'ali Tamarim, V'ali Yitzavis, Lasei Sukkah, Iska Kosov. To make Sukkahs, you should take all these different materials, some of which are not one of the Arba Minim. So you see, you don't have to dafka use the Arba Minim to make the Schach. However, regarding this Pasuk, so says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Savar, that there's no Raif in the Pasuk, because Hani L'Defanais, the other materials that are not from the Arba Minim, that the Navi was saying to use for the walls of the Sukkah, Ali Hadas, Vali Tamarim, Vali Yitzavlis, that's L'Schach. It was the materials that are the Arba Minim, that was for the Schach. The other materials, that was for the walls, so there's no Raif in the Pasuk. Utanana, we learned in the Mishnah. So now we know that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that the Schach has to dafka come from the Arba Minim. Now, tonight we learned in the Mishnah that Misakrim ben Asarim did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use boards, you could use the bark of the tree, the wood part of the tree, when you're making the Arba for the Schach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Alma Siv Ikra Dedikla Mina Dululavayhu. So you see that obviously Rabbi Yehuda considers the other parts of the tree to also be considered the min of the lulav, because he requires lulav for the schach, and he allows the other parts of the tree. So obviously those parts are considered Mina Dululav, Shema Mina, that's considered Mina Dululav, and therefore, says Rava, Hu Adim with regards to the Eget. that which the eged has to be made dafka from the arbaminim, so it could also come from the ivy and the bark of the tree. That's also considered one of the arbaminim. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda arbas aminin. Is that really true, even though the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Tzchach has to be made dafka from the Arba Minim and nothing else? But we learned in the Braisa, Sikha ben Asarin Shalerez. Let's say a person uses boards that are from a cedar tree, so that's not one of the Arba Minim. Sheesh behendal Tzfachim Devyakol Psula. So if the boards are four Tzfachim wide, everybody agrees that it's possible because of Xeris Tikra. This is all the things that we've had earlier in the Mesechta. Ein behen Arba Tzfachim, if it doesn't have four tfachim, which means that it's between three and four tfachim. So Rabbi Meir points of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Who made Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir's made to Rabbi Yehuda? Shem Yesh bein Nesel Nesel Kmoi Nesel Shem Aniach Psal bein Enu Ksheira. Fine. These are all details that we've discussed in the past. But the point is that we're using over here boards that come from a cedar tree, and Rabbi Yehuda is allowing that. But I thought you told me that Rabbi Yehuda requires you have to dafka use the arba minim for the schach. Here we see he's allowing even cedar wood. So says the Gemara, no, my erez hadas. When the Braisa speaks about using cedar wood, it's really referring to hadas. Why would we call hadas erez? Kid Rabbi Barav Huna, Dama Rabbi Barav Huna, Rabbi Barav Huna said that Amri Be Rav, that Asara Mine Arazanheim, that there are 10 different types of cedar wood. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Etin Bamidbar, Eretz Shita V'Hadas V'Goymer. So you see, the Pasuk goes on to numerous different types of cedar wood, of Eretz, and you see Hadas is one of them. So you see that Hadas is considered part of the Eretz family, so the Braisa, which spoke about using Nesarim Shel Eretz, was really referring to using Hadas. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir Aymer Afil Ben Mashicha. Rabbi Meir says you could even use string for the Eged. He argued in Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to use Dafka the Arbaminim. You could even use string, and he brought a story. And now says the Gemara came out the exact same story, just a slight nuance of a difference. Tani Belut in the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Meir. There was a Maisa, the Akire Yerushalayim. So that's the difference between this story and the story that we had in the Mishnah. Here the story speaks out that it was the wealthy people in Yerushalayim, Shayu Aigdin Esulvehen, Begimonio Shalzav. They used to use gold string to be ma'agid r'lulav. So you see, you don't have to use dafka one of the arba minim. However, Amru Lai, the people, the other Tamidim in the base Medrash, they said to him, Misham Rayo, that's your Rayo? But Mina Hayu Aigdin Aisai Milamato. It's not true. Maybe they were really using the min of the lulav to tie together the lulav. They were using Minai. Just afterwards, on top of that, as the icing on the cake for Hidr Mitzvah, they used to also put gold strings on top. But that wasn't the actual Eged. The Eged itself was really made from Minai, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Says the Gemara now, numerous statements from Rabba. We'll do the first two. Amar Luhu Rabba Lahanu Megadli Hishana de Be Reish Kalusa. Rabba told the lulav binders of the Reish Kalusa that Kigadlisu Hishana, when you bind together the lulav, the Be Reish Kalusa, so Shiari Be Beis Yad, so you should make sure to leave over a handle, Kihechi Delight to Heavy Chatzitza. In order so that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. We don't want that. You can't have it that you're holding the lulav by the eged, because really the lulav doesn't require an eged, it's just there to make it look nice, and therefore that would be considered a chatzitza, so make sure to leave on the bottom some room where there is no eged. Rava Amar, however, Rava is chaylik, and Rava says that no, kolana isa inu chaytzitz. Anything that's there for noi is not a chatzitza, so there's no problem to hold it by the eged. V'amar Rabba said a second statement, Linkit inish hishana besudara. You can't hold the hishana when your hand is wrapped in a sudar. Because that's also the beginning of lakicha tama of aleka, because it needs to be that there's no hefsek, it has to be lakicha tama, and over here there's a hefsek. The Rava Amar, however, Rava's chaylik, Rava says, no, lakicha, I did avaracha, shema lakicha. I'm asking, you can't have a hefsek, but this is not a hefsek. Holding something else, using something else to hold the lulav, you have your hand wrapped up in the handkerchief, it's called a kicha ide davar acher, you're picking something up, here, the lulav, with something else, with the handkerchief, it's shema l'kicha, it's considered that you're picking up the lulav, there's no problem. Amar Rava, Rava said, mina aminala, how do I know to say this, the l'kicha ide davar acher, shema l'kicha? Now, when you use something else to pick something up, it's considered like you're picking it up. It's not a problem of a hefsek. It's not, like we learned in the Mishnah. It says that ezav katzer, if a person, when he's looking at you and he has some ezav to dip into the paraduma, the mechatas, to sprinkle onto the person who's tmei meis. So let's say he only has a small piece of ezev that doesn't get to the bottom of the kli to get some of the mechatas onto it. So what does he do? Misapkoi bechut ubakush. So he can lengthen it by attaching it to a string and a needle. V'tayvelu maila v'oichis be'ezev umaza. He dips it in, picks it up, and he holds onto the ezev and he sprinkles it onto the tmei meis. So what do you see from here? That he's allowed to hold it by the string and the needle when he dips it in. The question is amai, why is that okay? The lakach v'tavol amar achmana. The Torah says that you have to be v'lakach v'tavol. You have to hold it and dip it in. And over here he's not, because he's holding onto the string. He's holding onto the needle. So alav shmam yino l'kicha yidei davar achar shma l'kicha. Rather, it must be, you see from here, that even though he's not directly holding onto the ezev, he's holding onto something else which is holding the ezev. L'kicha yidei davar achar, that's called a l'kicha. So as the Gemara, no, there's no raya. Mimai, who says, Dilma shani hasam kevin dechavrei kegufei dame. Really, it could be l'kicha yidei davar achar is loishma l'kicha. It's not considered you're picking it up. Over here, it's different because it's attached to the ezev, so it's considered one with the ezev. But normally, if it's not one, if it's not attached, like the case of the handkerchief in the lulav, so then we don't say l'kicha yidei davar achar shma l'kicha, perhaps. So says the Gemara, Ela Mehacha. Rather, Rava says, this is my makar that we say l'kicha yidei davar achar shma l'kicha. Because the Mishnah says that nafal mishveferes l'shaikes, pasul, if the ashes fall out of the shveferes, it falls out of the tube, into the shaikes, into the kli with the water, so it's pasul because you didn't put the ashes in, you didn't have kavana, it just fell in. But it's mashma from the Mishnah, says the Gemara, hahefilu hu kosher. It's mashma that if you made it fall in, so you did it with kavana, but you didn't touch the ashes and put it in, you just poured it over and you made it fall into the shaikes, so then that would be kosher. The question is amai, why is that kosher? The Torah said you have to take the ashes and put it into the shaykes. You see from here, even though you're holding the shveferes and using that to pour in the ashes, so it's a l'kicha, that's still considered a l'kicha.